Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're in the middle of some spring cleaning of our marriage relationships. So far, we've cleaned the attic and the windows. And of course, if you missed those programs, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and take a listen. But today, we're going to go after those things that hurt our relationships, and we're headed for the closets. Mm-hmm. Those things where we seem to stuff all of our stuff into.
Yeah, you know, Cap, have you ever noticed older houses don't have any closet space?
Well, I know that in my own house, there's not a lot of closet space, that's for sure.
And why is that?
Well, I guess because when they built those homes, people didn't have as much stuff to store.
Exactly. You know, they kept things simple, either by choice or by economic reality. And I'm sure the builders designing houses back then thought they were providing plenty of closet space. Mm-hmm. It's just that they needed less. So today, you know, we build homes with closets bigger than my house. So, you know, apparently today's families believe that more is better. So we end up with houses cluttered with things that we rarely, if ever, use. And, you know, the same is true in our overall lives. Years ago, life was simple. You know, there weren't all those youth programs and activities for kids. And I know my mom and dad didn't feel that I was being deprived if I didn't participate in an extracurricular activity every night of the week. But today, we feel as parents that we're depriving our kids and ourselves if we don't take advantage of everything that's available to us. And we're believing that the more we do, the more things we're involved in, the more that we can stuff into our lives, the better and richer they will be.
And you're saying that isn't true.
That's right.
Well, I think we just run harder and faster, and we tend to get less quality time out of what little time that we do have, or we're so stressed out that we can't do anything as well as we would like to.
Exactly.
So what are we supposed to do as families?
Well, I think that's the question we need to ask. Most of us aren't choosing between horrendous things to do and good things to do. We're choosing between good, better, and best. So we need to look at ways that we can simplify our lives and ask some hard questions to help us set our priorities.
Well, what kind of questions?
Well, I think the first one is, you know, who's really running the asylum, you know? Is it us as parents or is it the kids? You know, do we have a design plan in place or not?
So what if it's the kids, though?
Well, I think then we need to ask another hard question. How can we take back control of our family? But seriously, you know, we might start off by saying what character traits or positive qualities are we hoping to build into the lives of our children through all these activities? And can they or are they getting them somewhere else? For example, you know, I wanted my boys to learn teamwork, but do they really need to play three sports a year in order to learn that?
Well, that makes sense. But what other questions do we need to ask then?
Well, I think how does this activity impact the rest of the family and its calendar? You know, if we can't be together as a family, let's say, you know, two or three nights a week, are we doing too much? I mean, I can remember eating on the run every night of the week, taking the boys to the ball fields thinking, man, this is nuts, you know? or how is this activity hindering their academic and spiritual growth? You know, we need some time at home to do homework. Or, you know, if they're out on Sundays and Wednesday nights, we need to answer those questions. My kids participated in travel teams that had Sunday morning tournaments, and what was I teaching them about their personal spiritual priorities? And, you know, it's not just kids, Cap. It's us as parents. So we have to ask some of the same questions about our schedules.
Well, what do you mean? Can you give us an example?
Well, sure. You know, I mean, church is always asking us to do something. So Monday I'm at worship team practice, Tuesday I'm at board meeting, you know, Wednesday I'm at Bible study, Thursday small men's group meeting. And, you know, how is all this activity helping me be a better husband and father? I mean, I'm as much of the problem as my kids with their crowd schedules.
But that's all church stuff, Bruce. That's good stuff.
Yeah, and that's why I said earlier, Cap, it's not a matter of choosing between good and evil. It's all about good, better, and best. And what are the long-term implications of what we're doing with our time and energy? So we need to ask ourselves some questions. How are these activities strengthening our relationship with God, our spouse, and with our children in that order?
So we're saying that we need to sit down with our family calendars and a set of priorities for our kids and begin making some of those tough decisions about what are best and better and good activities that we want to put into the lives of our kids to eliminate some of the clutter that deprives us from being a healthy family.
Right, and not just our kids, but our lives as well as parents, because there's only so much room in the closet for these family activities and development within our schedules. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.